name. Show us what to say to lift people up, because you say you came to encourage, not discourage. So show us what to say to lift people up, to encourage people. Let us not have our blood stained on nobody's hands, God. Let us do that you assigned for us to do in this life, in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you today, God, that we are the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath the lenders and not the barriers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And now, Father, as we stand before your holy and great presence, we come now, Heavenly Father, as we come to the culmination of yet another year. We know, Heavenly Father, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And this year, Heavenly Father, has been designed to draw us closer to you. The year, Heavenly Father, 2021 has been unusual, but we know, Heavenly Father, that you are in complete control. And now, Father, we glorify you as we celebrate Jesus. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bale, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us by internet as well, and those visitors that are here this morning, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah, the 9th chapter and verse 6. Isaiah, the 9th chapter and verse 6, and we have it on our screen. And let us all read it together, please. Let's begin. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. You may be seated. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to use for a topic this morning as we celebrate this Christmas season and Christmas Day as well. I want to talk about Christmas, the arrival of the Messiah. The arrival of the Messiah. When you think about that, an arrival is the act of coming or reaching a place. And so when we think about an arrival, it literally says that there was something unique, something profound, something that was coming that would change and alter and impact the entire world. Never before in the history of mankind have we seen anything that can compare to this arrival. Never before have we seen the birth that was done in the manner that it was done. Never before have we witnessed a star that shined in the east that proclaimed his arrival. Never before have we seen the feat that one man would do and he alone could do for an entire world, who would shatter the conscience of the sinful world to bring us in a unique and a personal relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King. That was some kind of arrival. When we think about Christmas and the arrival of the Messiah, Daryl, the gospel tells us something in that second chapter and in that 10th verse. As the angels come to announce this first Christmas, as we would call it, we're told how an angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people, Jews, Gentiles, Catholics, any denomination." The Lord says, "I'm bringing good tidings to all people." Why does he bring good tidings to all people? The reason he brings good tidings to all people, because all were created in the image of our Lord, our God, and our King. And because this good tidings was brought, there's something in it for each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, it says, "For unto you, or for unto us, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord. "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And we are told, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." That's enough to shout about. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. If there was ever a time in the history of the world we need peace, it's right now. There's a time that we are looking at, and in this time we see so many catastrophic events, so many things that are unusual, so many things that are baffling, so many things that are chaotic, so many things that are concerning. If there was ever a time we need peace today, it is right now. And I know one who can bring the peace, and he is the call, the prince, a printer of peace. And his name is Jesus. That name Jesus means Savior or Deliverer. That name Jesus is changing, transforming. That name Jesus made the enemies tremble, the devil even tremble at the name of Jesus. There's something uniquely powerful about his name. There's something about the name of Jesus that draws us, reconciles us, baptizes us, energizes us, revitalizes us. But there's something about the name of Jesus that saves us. My brothers and sisters, an announcing angel and other angels appeared at night to a group of shepherds and signaled the birth of the Savior in the town of David, that is Bethlehem. We are told that the shepherds may have been caring for lambs which were destined for sacrifice. During the time of Passover,
Let's go back and rewind this, because it says we are told that the shepherds may have been caring for lambs which were destined for sacrifice during the time of Passover. Did you get it? Can I make it plain? God will send his messenger or angels to those who will hear what he has to say. God sent a messenger angel to shepherds to hear what was vitally important, because not all will hear what a shepherd has to say. There's a world that we live in here, all kinds of communication. And many of the communication is miscommunication. But when a shepherd is given direct message from God, then those who will hear ought to be able to acknowledge what the shepherd is saying. And God sent an angel to shepherd to announce the coming of our Lord, our God, and our King. And my brother, I thought if we would go back and turn the clock back, is it possible that another lamb would be born? An innocent lamb without a spot or a wrinkle, which would be sacrificed to take away the sins of the world. You missed your shout when I said a lamb. Because Jesus has been called the Lamb of God, slain from the very foundation of the world. Lambs were slain and offered as sacrificial offering to God to take away the sins of men in the Old Testament. But there would come one lamb who would come and suffer and die once for all, so that we would not have to go through sacrificial offering over and over again at the temple. Because once Jesus shed his blood, he covered us all, so that we can rejoice in knowing that we have salvation, and our salvation is guaranteed because he died for our sins, plural. And I love to say that because it shattered the enemy, because the enemy does not want you to know your sins are forgiven. He does not want you to know and understand that we're all capable of stumbling and falling. You do know that the Lord knew that from the very beginning, that we were subject to stumble and fall. But God had a masterful plan, which is called salvation, that the enemy did not even comprehend. And once Jesus went to the cross, he was fulfilling the will of the Father to cover each and every one of our transgressions and each and every one of our sins. So when the enemy come to you and say that you have done this and that, say, but I know one who paid the price for my sins. And that messes him up, because there's something, Daryl, about the name of Jesus that makes the enemy back up and go away. Even Jesus used the word to cause him to run. And that tells each and every one of us that when the enemy comes, you got to have a word. My brothers and sisters, we see how the angel says, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. First thing we see is that the angel message was confronting. The angels, we were told, that the shepherds were told not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. The message was that a Savior, Christ the Lord, was born. My brothers and sisters, this was good news of great joy. Christ the Lord was born. For we now see the fulfillment of what Isaiah said, the prophet Isaiah, who was a major prophet. He said in that 9th chapter, in that 6th verse, Isaiah prophesied, of course, many things concerning what the children of Israel would experience, but he said something so profound that went to an entire world, for you and I even today. Isaiah prophesied many things concerning Israel, but he prophesied something that impacts us for generations after generation after generation, and we still preach it today. The greatest prophecy was the coming of the King of kings and Lord of lords, who is the Messiah.
For God has